For those who still want to meditate, and you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Okay. So now we will continue with our last session of the day. This is a Q&A session. You can also at the same time report your meditation. Then you can ask question, whatever question related to the meditation, related to the teaching, and also how you can make use of what you have learned, the meditation and the teaching, to help you understand how to overcome all of your daily life's problems. Okay, anybody got any particular meditation to report or question? If you have written, you can pass it on. You can just leave your question here if you can. Anybody got any question? You don't have. Oh. You should try, try your best to at least report or ask some more relevant question that can help you arise the condition for me to explain whatever you want to know. Yes, feeling. Yeah, where's the mic? Where's the okay, Joyce. Then.
Oh, I kind of like just had a pretty strange experience.
Ah, good.
I was breathing very finely.
Oh, good.
Couldn't really detect breath.
Very subtle. Very subtle. Good.
And then I realized that I could feel my heart.
Ah, very good.
In every part of my body.
Very good. Yes, very good.
All my cells were I'm still vibrating.
Yeah.
Reverberating according to the rhythm of the heartbeat.
Correct.
And then I kind of like felt I was expanding.
Oh, okay.
I was expanding.
Very good.
So huge.
Yeah.
Yet I could hear the rain.
Yeah.
I could hear fellow practitioner coughing.
Yes.
And I realized I'm still here.
Yes.
But I could not feel the outline of my
body
anymore.
Yes.
I was just like pulsating.
Oh, good.
So every part of my whole body was pulsating.
Very good. So
I could only feel my buttocks on the seat.
That's about it. Okay.
And then
very good.
I got a little bit excited, I would say, and apprehensive, and I like, sister, may I call radio?
Yeah.
Is this normal? Is this my delusion?
No. It's very good. Sadhu to you.
And I told myself, look at it, just let it flow, see where it's leading me.
Very good. Relax and just let it flow.
I was very, very relaxed.
Yes.
And then I realized that this is like me being one with the universe.
Correct. Very good. Sadhu.
And I guess when I realized that, I had no fear.
Yeah.
And I breathe, and I breathe, and I breathe, consciously bringing myself back to center. And I decided that I want to wake up, you know, like remove myself from this state. But I have to share it with you. It's still a strange phenomena for me.
Good, good, very good. Sadhu.
That's all my sharing.
Okay. When you are having the experience, how long was it, really? Good. Then when the subtle breathing becomes so fine, you have all this experience, you remember the next time when it happened again, you just relax. Continue to silent. Don't do anything. Just silent. Like what you do. Just aware. When you're silent and just aware, that experience that you have, actually you reach what they call pasati. Pasati is what they call tranquility, stillness of mind. But this pasati is very, very subtle because you are experiencing this meditative state that you have not experienced before. This pasati actually bring about the mind to such quietness and stillness that like you don't breathe at all, understand? But this is a very good state because like you say, everything like so quiet, so subtle, so still. Then all of a sudden you feel that you like completely just aware, understand? Then you can feel all the vibration within your entire being like you described. Every cell like reverberating. Because when the mind is silent, when you try to connect to the nature, it will start to happen. Then you realize this is just awareness, consciousness. But in between, because this is the first time you are having it, the thought will come, understand? Like you ask, what is this? How come like that? Very strange, you never had it before. But you feel good. You remember that you only need to relax and experience what is going on. So you did that and it's very good. Then it's like you are expanding, understand? It's actually your nature, awareness. But you have the feeling like you're expanding. Then you don't have a form, a line, understand? Because you are in a state very near what they call the formless state of mind, arupa. Chitta, or they call the arupa state of mind, mental, which is formless consciousness. So when you have that, this mind is very different, understand? It actually can expand and become the oneness. Actually, you feel like it's expanding where you never experienced this before, understand? But when you really experience it, before, this is actually your nature, your true nature, understand? And it's very different. But because your mind didn't completely cease, understand? If completely cease, you realize the nibbana, you know that. But it's not easy because that one need wisdom. Need very stable type of wisdom. Then it will cease. Then that nature that is realized through the cessation or the experience of nibbana is totally different. But what she experienced is very good. Very good. Because you have actually come into contact with that nature, but you cannot be fully with it because the mind didn't cease, understand? But there is little or no thought, understand? Because of the calmness, the subtlety and all those things, and that experience allow her to have this what they call the very little thought inside, understand? So as the thought, because it's formless, it's very fine, it arises, but it doesn't affect her much. Then she starts to experience all those things. Then like she say, like it's inside there very long. You will experience all this when you meditate correctly, when you don't resist, when you just allow the anapanasati to flow, when you just allow the awareness to flow. When it is able to like relax to a state where it's so quiet, so peaceful and so still, then this mind become pasati. Pasati means your mind is going to be in a state of silent inner awareness, which is in contact with your nature, understand? This is the silent mind. This is the mind that can actually become heedful and very stable. But you must stabilize it, understand? It's like after that, you don't do anything else now. Even though, like she said, she can only feel the buttock, like the pressure against the thing, because it is just the aggregate of mind, understand? The eye is not open, understand? So this feeling aggregate can feel, understand? Yeah. So what happened is, a lot of people who don't understand during that time, actually before you even reach this, when they tell them that the breathing become very subtle, like, or the rising, falling, like, become very fine, they can't feel, and then they will tell you, okay, switch to the second foundation. Do sitting and touching. Feel, understand? To get back the mind. Actually, don't go and do any of this. You just silent. Completely silent. When you silent, what happened? No more thinking, no more thought. No more curiosity, no more fear, no more excitement, nothing. Then you connect to the true mind. Then after that, this silence is very different. Your anapanasati or whatever that you do becomes so subtle after you silent. This mind enter awareness. This mind become in sati on its own. Right? This is the natural state. So when it's in sati, it has this ability to be aware of anything that you want it to be aware. That's why she can feel the vibration of the entire being. Understand? Then that time, if she go back to her breathing, the very subtle fine breathing, she will come to know when she's silent, the subtle breathing will become prominent again. It's like you can really breathe in that subtle breathing. Then later on, like no breathing, or it's internal breathing. But very subtle. Then that time, any movement, very slight movement, is magnified. Magnified. Like the very little bit of movement. But it's magnified. Like everything can be very clear inside. Then whatever you do, even very slight activity of movement is like magnified and become like continuous. The mind is fully with that thing, without thought on. It's just aware. And during that time, your mindfulness has actually stabilized. This is the mind that can make you heedful. This is the mind later on you come out, you maintain the daily mindfulness. This mind can be aware of anything you come to perceive. Any sense or consciousness, like hearing, seeing, is fully aware. Where the mind is in sati, understand? Then all of your seeing, all of your hearing, smell, taste, tactile, and thought process will be in sati. That's why at that time you see a lot of things. You can understand a lot of things. The mindfulness like continuous. But this state, you must know how to stabilize and maintain and move it to the daily life. Otherwise, it's just an experience. But it's already very good. What she went through is already very good. This will bring about a lot of understanding later. Understand? The Dhamma can be understood very fast after that. So, once again, we rejoice. Sadhu to Heli. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why if you really have the faith sincere, you do. No problem. Understand? I remember the first time she came with Adrian, I think 1 over years ago. Both of them, the two ladies, that time, they look very sad with tears and all that thing. That time, they were having a lot of problems. But over time, they had actually recovered quite a lot. Then somehow, she developed the interest to go for retreat and meditation. Then I remember a few months back, I think, after quite a while, she didn't come. I don't know due to what reason. Then suddenly she appeared. Then the way she reported was good, because there was joy. There was a lot of joy and happiness. Then she told me she went for one retreat, which was also very good. Because I think first time she experienced that, what they call, he like a lot of Dhamma. Understand? No? Then she learned a lot of things there. So there was a lot of joy. Then I told her, sadhu. Then after that, as the class proceed, there were certain questions. And then when I start to explain, then she realized, even though last time she went the retreat, a lot of Dhamma, but a lot of these things appear like correct Dhamma. But when you go into it, you realize a lot of the thing is still not clear, not understood properly yet. So what they are doing is still the traditional way of doing meditation, but it's already quite good for them, because at that time, if you have not had this type of experience and you go through that type of retreat, it makes so much difference. Because after you go through retreat, no matter what type of tradition they teach you or what type of traditional meditation you tend to become calm and peaceful. Understand? And that calm and peaceful give you a lot of joy. Understand? Every meditator who go for retreat, most of them experience that. But the trouble is, after you come out of the retreat, you may become happy for a while. Then within a week or two, you go back to your old way again. That's why it doesn't really transform you or change you, because that is not the real Dhamma. Yeah. But when you realize the true one and the teaching become clear to you, inside, on its own, you change. On its own, it transforms you. That's why I say this Noble Eightfold Path, this teaching is very different. It has the power to transform living being. Not only outwardly, inwardly, your personality, your character, your entire emotion, your understanding of thing and life. That's why you become a different person. Then it brings about a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. Not just in the retreat, you become very peaceful, very happy, very calm. But you become happy, peaceful, and a lot of joy when you come back to life. Like you suddenly understood life is so beautiful, so meaningful, and it's so simple, provided you have the Dhamma. But without the Dhamma, really a lot of suffering. This is the one that will transform you after you really gone through. So what we see and witness here is something very beautiful. Yeah? So it should give you all a lot of what they call motivation, encouragement. Yeah? So that you all can do it. I think she not long. Eh? You meditate only a year plus or two only. Eh? So, never mind. She says she lazy, but never mind. Because, like I say, you never know what will happen. When the condition is conducive, you will connect. And when you connect, when you inherit, then the body and the nature will manifest. Understand? Or not? There are a lot of people with a lot of potential you doesn't know yet. But tonight, I think you are lucky, huh? Because just now, dinner time, Mimi told me he will share something with you all, huh? Which will give you more faith and confidence. Huh? Pass the mic to Mimi, huh? Mimi. Huh? She was full of joy too, even though she just came today. Huh? She told me she spent 2 weeks reading through the notes, cultivating on her own. Then so much thing happened to her. That's why she will share with you now. Huh? Thank you.
One, two, three. Well, when I found the dates that it clashes with my business engagement, so I was telling myself, okay, so I got only 2 days to cultivate here. Then eventually ended up cut another days because of election, so ended up 1 day actually, in actual fact. So anyway, I tell myself,
I'm going to start practicing at home. So what I did was the first, when I get the notes, so I actually read through all the notes. And it's very clearly stated that Brother Teo is going to focus a lot on mindfulness and heedfulness. And I actually spend a lot of time reading the notes and also reading other books to like know more about it. So after reading that, I can see that the difference is quite distinctive. Then I start doing the cultivation at home. Actually, basically, I don't really do a very regular routine. So I tell myself, I got to start doing it. So I start doing the chanting and the bowing, although I don't bow so
very
many
good.
Times. So then I will do the daily mindfulness, the four foundations of mindfulness. That is the kaya, the vedana, citta,
and dhamma.
Okay, and dhamma. So actually, I've been doing it for a while, and I find that is this daily mindfulness have increased tremendously. Then, and there are many a times that when I was driving, I actually see a lot of flags flying around, you know, the
election.
The election. And when I was driving one day, I actually saw, actually, everyday life is condition arising. Within this condition arising, there is a baker nature, which is the stillness nature, the oneness nature, which is always there. And I look around, I can feel all the car moving, and it was very slow motion. And I can see the flag all moving. And when I came in, I do the walking meditation. It was raining outside. So I can see this again and again. So the truth is everywhere. Why don't we see? So this thing is so profound. So now I understand what Brother Teo means, the oneness nature. So coming back to my daily cultivation, then I start to do seriously on my Dhamma Nupassana. Actually, I have done up the mapping that was a couple of years ago. I have all the notes compiled. And I took about 1 week to start reading the 12 turning of the Four Noble Truths. The dependent origination. I read a few books and also this book.
Patijasamupada.
And I actually contemplate on all this for about 2 weeks. And I realized there's one thing that Brother Teo used to say, that we have to live within the present moment and also transcend the present moment. Actually, I talk about 2-3 days to look into it. And also, I also read through some of the past notes by another teacher. Talks about the Einstein theory. You know, time is the fourth dimension. So I was contemplating on it, and one fine day when I woke up in the morning, the answer just come to me. I was So what I did was quickly I went to my table. Actually, I wrote down the whole thing. So then now I understand truth is everywhere. And then once I realized the time, and the another part I did is the 12 the law of dependent origination. I looked through this 12
link.
And I actually also go back to the 5 aggregate form and mind, the mental form and mind. And I looked into deeper into the 18 sense rhyme. And I can see how this consciousness, the 7 universal, I even look into it and see how it, in my daily cultivation, how this thing arise each and every one, every time they arise. So when they try to arise and trick me into it, I tell myself that's Sakaya Titi. It's non-self. So why am I so deluded all the time? So every time I bring about this, the thing will stop. So this is how I keep on cutting all the
wisdom. Once the wisdom is there, the dependent origination just cease. Then it got no power over you. The momentum cannot go on. Otherwise, it really pull you along. Then when you become so habitual, you become heedless. Understand? That is what happened. Her ability come from the daily mindfulness. The moment she has the daily mindfulness, like she said while driving, he said he see the flag or those things, the car like slow motion. Actually, it's not slow motion. The car is still moving, but the mind is with it. Understand? It like flow with it. Understand? That's why I say it become like a flow, no thought. Then the moving of the flag, the sway, the movement, like every activity, action and movement, your mind is like with the flag, emotion flow. Then like I told you, as I drive, I just inquire, truth is everywhere, this was 24 years ago, why can't I see? Then suddenly, everything become very clear, like what she did during the driving. That tissue paper that flew, the moment of its arising, sustaining and ceasing and passing away, my mindfulness and awareness was just there. And it's not focused there, no, it's just aware. And all of the things that move within the field of vision is so clear. Then you see the phenomenal world. You see the characteristics of nature. That impermanent, of course, suffering state, you will realize it in the mind later on when you grasp whole and cling. But when you are fully aware and mindful, there is no suffering. Because you just flow and move, understand? You don't grasp at anything. Then you start to see the characteristic not through a thought, understand? Not through a knowledge. You really awaken to it. Then you realize truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? You know what is truth or not? Truth is the reality. Truth is the characteristics of nature that Buddha talked about. That's why these universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering state and non-self, the law of cause and effect, condition arising, causal, they are everywhere. Understand? That's why Sariputta, Kondanya, and many of those monks during the Buddha's time, when he just say, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes, the Buddha has explained, they become enlightened. Understand? Because this is what the nature's law is all about. Paticca Samuppada, dependent origination. So a lot of these things, once you are mindful, heedful and aware, the nature, the silent mind, see things as they are directly. And without thought, you awaken. That's why you understand one, there and then. And after you understand, all the Dhamma that you have fall into place. Then like she said, everything becomes like very clear. And then after that, he can deal. The reason why she can move so fast is because she has a past. She has a lot of affinity with Manjushri. They are very buddy. And because of that, Manjushri is foremost in wisdom. She also same type of cultivation. That's why she can reflect and contemplate very deep into the Dhamma. But this is her passion, her speciality. This is what she likes. That's why during the early day when she came, I told you all earlier on, I didn't say who. I say, the first day I saw her when she came for a meditation, that was many years back, the way she reported, I already knew. I told one of the Dhamma friends that time, it was Suti. She used to help me. I say, watch out for this lady. He said, who? I said, that lady. I also don't know the name that time. I don't know. Her name was Mimi Chang. I say, watch out. She has a past. Otherwise, she cannot experience this type of thing in the meditation. Then, over the years, really, what happened? After that, later, 2008, went to Uthaisana. That one also very strange. She come last minute. She just went there like lepa picnic on her. That was the one. Then all of a sudden, when she was there, everything started to happen, unfold. The tears come. She felt the energy. Before we even reached Uthaisana, as the bus was driving, then I also felt. Then I asked them all to silent. I said, feel. The energy is very strong. We were even 20, 30 kilometers away, you know, not even reaching yet. You know. Then you know what she told me? Yeah, I felt it earlier on already. You know. Then as she reached there, inside, keep on, a lot of things happened. Then the tears keep on flowing. Then when we reached the first, Uthai is five mountains. You know. When we reached the first one, you can ask me for Suyan and those who went with us. She was crying like anything, the tears. But tears of joy. It's like she is home. Then later she saw the abbot photo there. Oh, you asked her to tell you what happened. Then from there onward, she like connect back. Then her meditation become different. The energy that went in was strong. Then the mudra, everything come to her. Then she will know what to do. She only need people to explain some of the more refined type of Dhamma. And then she really know what to do. What he's trying to express to you now is because first time she experienced all this and she tried to put into words. But given time, in years to come, she will be very good at the help when she start to share. All this was stabilized and the words he used will be very different after that. And because of their perfection, the wisdom level or the wisdom way, the Dhamma that come out is very penetrative one, very penetrative one. But she's still very young. You give her another like 20 over years, she will be maybe better than me. Because I also already 20 over years. I was ready in 1989, but nobody know. I also just let things be. So 89, 99, 2009 is 20 years. This year is 24 years. But that thing that have the wisdom and the understanding and the Dhamma, it know what to do one. It is very different one. It is not like very eager to teach, very eager to share, or want this, want that, want status. No, it become very humble. If you want to know whether you have the real cultivation or not, just check. If after that you become more humble, more humility, more loving kindness, more compassion, and more virtue, understanding, and that is the real one. But if you already, after you experience something, you become more egoic, and like you very different, very special, that one you better check. That one is a different type of so-called inverted comma enlightenment. Understand? Because when you develop the understanding of the Dhamma, and when you really understand the Buddha's teaching, you become full of compassion, full of love for the world, for humanity, for the beings. Then you are very humble, very simple. You don't want to be right. You don't want to argue anymore. You just let things be. And everything become very different. You will flow and echo. You will not have particular rigidity in whatever you do. You are just different. That's why it transforms a person completely inside. Character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise, wisdom and virtue, everything is completely different. Then after that, the being, the form and mind with that understanding is so different. Then you will feel them one. The way they speak, the way they talk, the way they actually communicate is very different. So this is the beauty of the Dhamma. I hope it gives you faith, strengthen your faith. Because like she said, she wants to help people, motivate them, bring them to the Dhamma, bring them the faith, which is very good, and she is very sincere, and she has brought a lot of people to join my group, Huiling's group, the whole group, whole gang all recommended by him. Joyce also same. Then from Joyce, Huiling, they recommend more and more people by word of mouth. Even Li Hun, the mother, everything. So all this is what the Dhamma is. You remember what I say? If you help people, if you have to bring about condition for people to find the truth, in future when you are lost, there will be people who bring you back to the truth. Understand? Huh? That's why that day I was with Sui An after the talk at SGBA. There was one doctor. He's a doctor, medical doctor, 40 over years old. Or 30 over years old. Doctor something, huh? Don't tell you the name. He was having some problem. He was a very good doctor, very devoted, but workaholic. So passionate with his work, he neglected spending enough time with the family and the wife until problem start. Then he cannot understand. So he has a problem. So he contacted Sui An somehow. And Sui An contacted me. I said, no problem. After the talk, we go. So I just explained to him that he was actually not bad. He used to be a Buddhist, but not serious into it. Understand? Not? Then she said, then how come he can meet and contact me? Understand? Not? And then I explained to him. I said, you know why? You can contact Sui An and contact me and see me and talk to me. Because in the past, you have helped people before. Understand? Not? People with problem, you bring them to the people who have the Dhamma or the understanding. Then they get themselves relieved. Now you have problem. There will be karmic friction of your good action in the past. Understand? That's why you will contact the right people, or the right people will contact you, and you will talk to them, and they will bring you to meet the right one who can help you. This is what karma is about. You reap what you sow. Understand? So, always have a good heart. Understand? Willing to help, willing to share, willing to give rise to condition for people to actually develop the condition to receive this Dhamma. And some people, because they've taken refuge before, they will have this condition and they will be here. Or they will meet up with the wise. Understand? That's why the aspiration you always chant, the Buddha teach you. Ipmina punyang kamina mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu ya wanivana patiya. That is a very important aspiration. You know the meaning there. You invoke the power of merits. Understand not? And this is the most powerful because you know the nature's law, you understand the nature's law, and you invoke the power of your own merits, your wholesomeness, for it to arise the causes and conditions following nature's law, so that you will always meet up with the wise, avoid the foolish, until Nibbana is realized. Understand? So these are the various skillful means that the Buddha introduced so that you don't go off the tangent. Understand? Not? Like I said, the Buddha's teaching, although there is a blueprint, but it's subject to interpretation, very easy to go wrong. Understand? Not? A lot of things can go wrong. So if you make this aspiration and this vow, it will bring about a condition for you to contact the true Dhamma. Okay, very good. I check with Mimi. Anything else to add? No.
No. Then lastly, I'd like to thank Brother Sui An, Joyce, and Brother Teo for organizing this. So to give me
Father,
this condition
very good.
To actually push myself to do the contemplation.
Yeah.
And lastly, I would like to thank my husband and my son.
Very good.
accompany me here to do the cultivation. Yeah. Sadhu to
sadhu,
all of
sadhu.
You.
Sadhu, we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because this is very good, very wholesome. It brings about a lot of joy. a lot of wholesomeness because she is so sincere. She has very good intention. And actually, they came late because they got something. I think it's the exhibition thing. They had to finish off because she's in the exhibition business. Then they had to make sure everything is properly settled before they can come. So they came this morning, early morning. I think yesterday was the last day. So you see, those who are really serious and determined, somehow they still come. Normally people say, are you a retreat? 4 days. Maybe 1 day. Come for what? Then you totally don't want to come. Certain people who are serious, even half a day, 1 day, they also come. Okay, I will make use of the last half an hour or so to share with you on the five aggregate of form and mind. This topic is very important. Just now, you all saw the first aspect and second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. This one is just the surface and the salon. This one is just to explain to you the two aspects of the five aggregate of form and mind that the Buddha teach and why he teach that way. The second aspect, which is the mental five aggregate, is for the law of dependent origination, Paticca-samuppada. Okay? So now, we go in direct into this human being, five aggregate of form and mind. There is a note, I think, somewhere towards the end with a picture of a human being, a lot of human beings. You can find that. Okay. This shit. Can find that. Oh, we forgot to bring the magnetic thing. Don't have magnetic thing. Luckily, got one tape here. Okay, good. You see, this is the human being. See lah. Very nice photo. You thank Sister Lee, she found it. This human being is what the Buddha called, with the five grasping aggregate, Upadana Kandas. You remember? Upadana, Upadana, grasping. Okay? Kandas is aggregate. So the five aggregates of grasping, the human being is being grasped at as the me and the I. Understand not? Sakaya ditti, equal ego. Understand not? Can see or not? Then, what did I say? The ego is the personality. Remember? Just now I wrote there. The ego is the personality, atta, due to self-delusion, sakaya ditti. This is delusion. Understand not? Wrong view with regard to the self. You think this is me, this is I, this is real. Understand not? So what happened? Because you are deluded, you grasp at it. This one is mundane living. You are what they call putujana. You know what is putujana? Putujana, you know what is the meaning? When you are not enlightened, you are called putujana. When you enlightened, you become Aryas. Number one. So as a putujana, this is the way you live your life. You read, what is it? Somebody with a mic read, so that you will understand. Read. Those with the mic. Mimi. Or Joyce read.
Mundane living, dominated by the five hindrances and three evil roots leading to suffering. External phenomena, world of consciousness, three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta.
Good. So you know, as a human being, if you are deluded, if you are still a putujana, don't have the wisdom, don't have the dhamma, not enlightened yet, This is what you will go through in life. You will live what they call the mundane living, mundane life. If you are really enlightened, then you live as a noble one. That is called supramundane living, and that's beyond the mundane. So mundane living is dominated by the five hindrances, you remember? Whole day you experience them. And because of the five hindrances, the three evil roots just now we went through, you remember? The greed, hatred, and the delusion. So these two dominate your life, leading to suffering. Then the external phenomenal world of consciousness. I already told you, the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things, isn't it? Mind is chief. Where mind arises, everything come to be. So what is mind? Mind is just a conscious element, asana. Because you have the senses. Upon contact of mind with the senses, you become conscious of the world, asana. So that brings you to another understanding. As a human being, you ask yourself two questions. First one is, how do you know the world? Then the second one is, how do you interact with the world? Okay, you answer me. How do you know the world? Huh? How do you know the world? How? Ah, this one. You use your senses to arise the sense door consciousness. Understand? Without your senses, with the consciousness, the respective six type of consciousness, you are like a vegetable. You remember? You are experiencing life is because you have this consciousness to make you conscious of what you see. Understand? The world of form within your vision arises already, exists already, understand? Like real. Understand? Then you have your ear that can arise hearing consciousness. You can hear all the vibration, all the music, all the sound, all the noise, or whatever. Understand? That's why the world of sight and sound, you can experience them. This is how you know the world. Then you can taste, you can smell, you can tactile feel, hot or cold, whatever condition. Then you can create thought. You can create mental formation, mental thinking. All this is what the human being is all about, correct? So the way you know the world is through your senses, understand? And your respective consciousness. How do you interact with the world? Yeah? Interact means what? Communicating. Action, speech, and thought, understand? Not? And the way you live your life. So these two are so important, isn't it? I know that my senses allow me to experience the world through the consciousness. So what must I do? I must understand who am I, what am I, what are these senses, what are these consciousnesses. That's why you zero into this human being, the form and the mind. That's why I explained to you, you have a physical body. When I ask you, who are you? You cannot deny you have a physical body. Then, apart from the physical body, what do you have? You have a conscious mind, consciousness. But do you know what this thing is? Maybe physical body you know. But you, I don't tell you, make of element, no knowing, not you. You say, this is me. Where you like to beautify this fellow. And you want to give it a name and you want to become what you are. So physical body is one aspect of the human being. Then the consciousness part, which is the thinking mind, the mundane mind, the conditioned arising mind, understand not? But you got another mind, which is the true mind. You never know that mind until you meditate and connect. That's why if you don't connect, you can never know your true nature. You only know your fake one. This is your fake one. This is not you. This is a segmented life, karmically conditioned out for you to use. But you deludedly grasp and cling and hold on to this. And this consciousness is what allows you to know the world. That's why, what is the world? Phenomenal world, understand? World of consciousness, understand? Everything that you come to perceive or see or hear or what, is all through the mental, the image only. Correct or not? That's why it's consciousness. That's why the phenomenal world that arises is the world of consciousness. And how real can consciousness be? Just a mind state, impermanent, come and go. So when you are not deluded, you will start to see this. That's why I put here, the external phenomenal world of consciousness having these three universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering state and non-self, you don't have the knowledge. You don't know, you don't understand, you don't have wisdom. That's why you grasp and cling and hold, understand? Thinking that they are real, they can be me, can be mine, understand? That's why the selfishness, the craving, the lustfulness, the covetousness, the desire, the foolishness, thinking that they are yours. Then what happened? Mind is the forerunner of all things, remember? Okay? This one creates samsaric mind, understand? The egoic mind, the mundane mind, the thinking mind. So from here, you go up to this samsaric mind. How do you become enlightened from this mundane mind or samsaric mind? You know what is samsara, is it? Cycle of birth and death. Yeah? That's why samsaric mind means continuous birth and death, trapped as a puttujana. From here, how do you become enlightened? This side shows you the path to enlightenment, understand? This one shows you the path to transformation, to realize the supramundane mind. So samsaric mind is deluded, delusion. Eh? Samsaric mind or mundane mind, because of delusion, it always clings and grabs onto the five aggregate of form and mind we call namarupa, via your own sakayadity or delusion. That's why heedless living, understand? This is what you are early on. Eh? Maybe now not so heedless. After the retreat, no more heedless. Eh? Then what happened? When you are heedless, you constantly get yourself into trouble. Understand not? So if you want to break free, you must know all these four up there. These four up there, there is this source or nibbana. They call it the oneness nature, your true nature or original nature. Now, this is something that is beyond thought, beyond mind. You cannot touch. You cannot describe with words and thought. So this oneness nature needs to be realized when you realize nibbana, when you become enlightened. Then the next one is your true mind. Now, what is this true mind? The one in the box. Huh? This is just the awareness, which is the pure awareness, okay? But this pure awareness cannot come out and leave, because it is just pure awareness before the thought, before the knowing. This is how your direct seeing come about. This is what sati is all about, understand? Silent mind. We got no thought, no talking inside. No thought means what? No word, no concept. No this, no that, understand? That's why this one cannot get angry one, cannot get fearful one, no selfishness one. Understand? But this one cannot come out, cannot talk to you, understand? Cannot live, it's not a person, understand? That's why this one need form and mind. Understand? It need a vehicle to come. Ah, this is the vehicle. Understand? Through this samsaric mind, you can actually develop the enlightenment and connect. How you connect? From here, samsaric mind undergo this transformation. Then you develop wisdom. When the wisdom arises, the mundane mind collapse, the supramundane mind come to be. Understand? This supramundane mind, because of the ability to connect to this true mind, it has the wisdom. Understand? Otherwise, it cannot become enlightened and transformed. So what happens is, when you look at here, the samsaric mind or the mundane mind, you got to go through this process of learning or cultivation or training. You look at this box. You have to learn to see form. learn to see the unreality of form. We are understanding them as condition arising or impermanent. Then learn to see beyond form. We are the direct seeing. When you have the direct seeing, there is no word. That's why I like the enlightened one. He said, initially deluded, he said, Kan san, jiu su san. When you see mountain, it's mountain. Then when you are able to perceive with your direct seeing, beyond words, beyond concept, beyond form, what happened? The Surangama Sutta says, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. This is to see things as they are before the knowing. Before the knowing means no word, isn't it? No mountain, no concept, nothing. You see things as they are, exactly as what the consciousness shows, understand? Like a baby. He cannot say color, flower, or what. No memory, nothing. The baby see things as they are. But with the baby mind, no memory, you cannot live. Words also cannot form. That's why it's very cute, very innocent. When he sees something very nice, he laughs. And the laughter is so sincere, so innocent. Unless the physical body gives problem, then he starts to cry. So that is what the baby is all about. But when you are really a human being, so sophisticated, very difficult to have the direct seeing unless you really develop the understanding of the Dhamma. The moment you silence your mind, you connect, but you cannot because of the hindrance and the heedless living. So what happens is, when you have this understanding, when you have the direct seeing, then you will know that form is unreal, understand not? Form is just condition arising, causal phenomena. Just like anything you see, let's say this Buddha image, do you think it's real? Of course, it's solid, very real. But how does it come about? You need somebody to gather the material, manufacture it, then the temple order, buy, the condition arrive, it exists. We hear, we can see. Outside is already not real because it's conditioned, right? Any other condition not there, this image will not be here. Let's say the temple never buy, no more here. Or let's say after the temple buy, they decide to change to a new one or give this away, then it's gone. Understand not? Anything you see is the same. Even this whiteboard, how long can it last? One day it will be gone. Understand not? But this phenomena last longer, like your physical body and your mind last longer. But certain phenomena very fast, like my voice. As long as I speak through the mic, what happens? The vibration goes through your ear, pick it up, there is hearing consciousness. Then you say, exists. Understand not? The moment I stop, what happened to the sound? Cease to be there. But you never say die. You never say this sound was born, then die. But human being, you say born, die. So, because this phenomenon is so fast, a split second, gone. So, there are a lot of things within your form and mind is like that. Every moment of perception, split second. Every moment of feeling, come and go, split second. Then when you feel inside your heartbeat also, pupa, pupa, come and go, very fast. All your pulse of life, the vibration, everything, asana. You can feel them, asana. Your activity of mind, so fast, they come and they go. And these are all phenomena, asana. Condition arising. Then the other thing is, you ask yourself, how do you know this Buddha image? How do you know it? You know it through your seeing consciousness. You perceive it. What is perception? Perception is only an image in your mind. So how real is this? It's just an image in your mind. That's why externally already condition arising, not so real. But when you perceive it as a consciousness or an image in your mind, it's even more unreal there. Then why do you grasp at it, cling onto it, and give so much meaning to it? It's just an image, a mental formation, a consciousness. So this is the reason why, without wisdom, you will be deluded by what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you tactilely feel and think. So after that, you will transform. then you will know how to see and understand impermanent and the empty nature or non-self nature of all phenomena. Then you see them as condition arising, perceived through mental. Understand not? How you come to know through mental? It's just an image. Eh? You read on. Eh? Just as an image in the mind. So even more unreal. So when it's like that, why do you cling on to it? Why do you hold on to it? Just give me a moment. Eh? This one giving me problem again. This one, China. Okay. Then after that, what happened? When you are able to develop that, you become enlightened. So enlightenment is what? Enlightenment is you are heedful. Enlightenment living or supramundane living is through heedfulness. You are fully aware most of the time. You only arise the thought when you need to, understand? So this part is very important. So existential or phenomenal world, with this wisdom, you can still live. This is enlightenment living. This is the supramundane living. Liberation, enlightenment, lead to peace, love and joy, a free mind, liberated mind. Enlightenment living via the five spiritual faculties, and the Noble Eightfold Path. And you can add in. The five aggregates are non-grasping. They are pure aggregate. Then when this enlightenment happens, the mind will transform from samsaric mind or mundane mind into a supramundane mind. Then this supramundane mind can only arise if you take the Bodhisattva way and beyond. At the Arahant level, their mundane mind don't collapse, but they don't have ignorant way. So they live with that mundane mind. Their outflow of thought is still there. But the birth and death of the segmented body, no more rebirth, that one end. So they cannot stop their thought. They can only stop their thought at the moment of cessation. So that's why the Arahant still got this mind. Although they call it, it's still like the mundane mind, but because of the wisdom, it's no longer deluded. So that one cannot trick them anymore, cannot cause them any suffering or misery anymore. So this is the one. Yeah? Transformation via wisdom become the supramundane mind. So the supramundane mind is the one that has the wisdom, the understanding. And this one is inside your form and mind, you know, not the supramundane mind. After your mundane mind collapse, the higher mind, the supramundane mind, there is a type of mind, very fine one. No image inside them. It's like arupa thought, formless thought. No form one inside there. That's why you see things as they are, you know why? Nothing to cloud you. Understand? Like what happened to me 20 years ago. After that thing happened, the mundane mind collapsed. Suddenly I was so amazed. No? For 5 days, no? I was so amazed. No? I tell my wife, wow, like that one. Because all of a sudden, my awareness nature, the true mind, it shined forth. No? We have no more mundane mind, no more images, nothing to cloud it. Understand? Like the sun from behind, the ray just shine out. So I don't need to be aware anymore. No? Because this nature come out. No? This awareness, the true mind is already there. That's why I'm living with a totally different mind. That I had to learn how to use that mind. You know. I still remember that time, like no mind inside there. You know. Everything is so clear, you know, pure. Everything I see, I hear, everything is pure. Just aware of it. Nothing inside there. And there's no movement, nothing inside. Then I had to learn how to use, you know. Starting I don't know how to use. You know. Because I was like, can sit down there and so amazed. Oh. Everything I see, like I never see before. No. How come last time I cannot see? Oh? How come now everything becomes so clear? No? Like you wake up. Oh. That's why the real awakening is not what people think. Not just tell you, oh, it's the unconditioned, beyond word, beyond thought, cannot talk, finish. Then you ask him, what is Nibbana? Cannot talk. The unconditioned. Like the KLCC, you haven't been there, of course, you cannot talk, you can only tell the theory. But you've been there, you say, oh, KLCC, very nice, inside got aircon, the outlet like that, you go by LRT, how? He can tell you, understand? Although he still use word, understand? That's why you have been there, you realize that it is totally different. You can say and talk about it. So this is what the whole understanding is. This is what you need. This is the paper you must keep. Yeah, this is the summary of all the teaching. Yeah. Okay? So, important special Dharma shared on the 12th of March 2013. This is still hot from the oven. Eh? This is done during my Tuesday class. You should thank Sister Lee. She was the one that took notes and write down some pointers for me to recall what I say, because after I say, I cannot remember. So this is meant to be, has to come to the world. That's why it come to the world. Then this whole picture makes the understanding very simple. You just come back to this, you will know where you are. Understand? Whether you are still with this mundane living, or you already transform in between. Okay? Oh, exactly 9:15. Very good. So we can end. Is it clear? You got any question? Actually, that clock is fast, 5 minutes. You still got a few minutes. You got any question? Since tomorrow we are going back already, why not we end at 9:30? Okay for you, Anna. Another 15 minutes. You got any question or not? Anything that you're not sure? Anybody? You can ask. Or anybody got anything to share? Or question? Meditation, reporting, or what? Oh, don't have. Ajay, so yeah. Miss Lee's point to you. He said you got a lot to say, a lot to share. Yeah, Joyce, I think people want to hear from you. Come.
If I want to start talking, it's going to take a while. So I'm just trying to cut this very short.
Okay, so we reserve tomorrow. you cut a short summary, then tomorrow, detail one.
Yeah. I think first and foremost, because Mimi just came in, I would like to talk a little bit about how I met her.
Yeah, very good.
I think that's very important as well for new people. And it's also something I want to say too.
Yeah.
I actually met Mimi through business.
Yeah.
So we were actually business friends. And we became very old friends now.
Yeah.
About 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So she has been pestering me for the past 10 years. I think it's not easy for someone to pester me for 10 years and keep banging into my head, when are you coming? When are you coming? You know, that kind of thing. And obviously I was drinking and smoking at that time. So to set the record straight, I guess I was a smoker and a drinker and a night bird. That's what Brother Teo used to call me. In fact, I have a lot of names here. I'm also known as the new kid on the block. I don't know how that came about. I'm also known as what Mimi used to call me, Low Shi. Sao Kai Low Shi. Street Rat. Terrible name, yeah. And I'm also known as Street Monkey. Okay.
There's another one you forgot, Wo Xiong Zai.
Yeah, I was about to come to that, and after a while, I'm known as the Wo Xiong Zai. And that's all very true, I think, to a certain extent. But to set the record straight, I was actually a real night bird, but I was really faithful to my husband. In case he hears the recording, just to cover all my loopholes. Okay. Have a little bit of humor. Huh? Okay. So I came in touch with Buddhism a long time ago through Tibetan. I used to have a lot of nightmares. If I tell you, Barbara Teo will be saying the same thing. It's like a fairy tale. Actually, not a fairy tale. It's terrible, terrible stories. Yeah.
Hmm.
I have out-of-body experience. I have ghosts chasing me down every corner. In my nightmare, of course. I came to know about Brother Teo through Mimi. Actually, I actually knew about Brother Teo 2 years before I came to him. And I was quite hesitant. Because I said, Brother Teo, who's this guy? Lay person, yeah. You know, we are always very conditioned. A person has to be from the temple, which I go to a lot during my days. And I also go to Tibetan, Limpo Chi and all that. Because one of my bosses is a Tibetan, really Tibetan, how would I call it, master. Huh?
Mm.
Yeah. So with the consistent pastoring from Mimi, I finally give up. I said, okay, I'm coming. And when I first met Brother Teo in a Thursday class, that's when I met
Sui An
and all of them. I don't know why. When I was there, I think after a while, I started telling all my stories. And I see these people all starting looking at me like that. Like, this lady, you don't know from where. When. Obviously, a night bird. What to do? Okay. So, and then after about a couple of lessons from Brother Teo, no offense.
Yeah, no problem.
I said, why is this Brother Teo keep repeating and repeating and repeating? I said, how to learn? So, but my inner self told me, Joyce, because you're always so forgetful. That's why you need to remind it, like my husband used to say, I always go to remind you every day, every day, every day, the same old thing. So I said, okay, I'll give Brother Teo a chance. Very nice. So I have been consistently going with Brother Teo's class. And surprisingly, it is because of his repeated and repeated stories and drama talks that gets into my head somehow. I may not know all the answers, and I may not understand everything, but over time, again and again, I believe it did help me out a lot in my later part of my spiritual journey. And of course, I was also one of them, like Mimi, who goes to Thailand, the last one.
Yeah, the spiritual trip,
And I got my connection there. So those who have crying experience.
Yeah, she also cried. You know which temple or not? Long Po Thon, the recent neon. A lot of dogs on there.
And having said that, I want to share something with you. Some of you must have gone to see Long Po Thon recently.
Yeah.
In Tiratana, Panchala.
Lohi.
Now, you see, I don't know about this, okay? Again, maybe because of my good deeds, I got Brother Suyuan to come and tell me, Brother, you want to go or not? I said, how? 6:30 in the morning? Hiya, I don't want to go so early. I try lah. But of course, in the end, I didn't go. Honestly, I didn't. But somehow, because I was doing catering, so I was very busy that morning. So I wasn't sure whether I can make it or not. But somehow I said, okay, never mind. Actually, I changed, I went to the market in all my white clothes, okay, everything. So I was ready to go if that was time for me. So what Brother Teo said is quite right. If you are persistent, and if you have the kind of passion to find out something for yourself, you will do it somehow. So I actually went at 10 something, I think. Actually, when I parked my car, I was so sad, because I saw everybody come out from Tiratana Panchala. And I knew, finish already, sure one. But I said, never mind, I'll have to go and at least pay my respect. You know why? Because my first trip to Long Po Thong's temple, I had such a connection, and that was the start of my spiritual journey. My second trip to Thailand, I don't know whether Chu is here or not. I know Chu is not here. Okay, actually a few of them, actually when we approached Long Po Tong's monastery, a few of them actually came and approached me, you know. Say, Joyce, you think you will connect? Because the first time we were there, we didn't see Long Po Tong, remember?
Yeah.
Second time we saw Long Po Tong, yeah. I said, yeah, I mean, so I was like very expecting something, you know what I mean? And I said, oh, my Buddhists, my Kalimitas are expecting something from me. You know? Wow, the pressure was really great, honestly, you know. So I said, okay, nah, never mind, nah, I go. But in my honesty, in my full honesty, I did not have a connection with him when I saw him.
Yeah.
I tried so hard, and maybe because I tried too hard, okay? I was like, what am I going to tell my friends? No connection. But you cry like a baby the first time, you know. My God. I said, okay, never mind, Joyce Lim, calm down. No connection, that means no connection, brothers, you see.
Ah,
so the time is not there,
yeah.
The condition is not there, it will not happen.
Just let it be.
So, of course, all my friends saw no connection. So I think they're also very shy to come and ask me anything. But one of them did, which is Chui, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so coming back very quickly to Long Po Tong in Tiratana, Chanchala. So I went. So it was done and done with. So I walk in and I saw Brother Suyan and Sister Mifong sitting at the side of the thing. I said, how? Finish? Why you come so late? I said, yeah, okay. So I said, maybe I can pay respect, huh? And Brother Suyan said, he's resting upstairs now. Then suddenly, Brother Suyan said, I said, never mind, come, let's go and just try, see how. Brother Suyan said, yeah, come, let's go. So the minute because Brother Suyan already told me that they're not taking any visitors already. But I said, never mind, let's go and try. So I pay my respect to the Buddha Rupa there first. Yeah. Then me and Brother Suyan walk first. The minute we walk in, you know who we saw? And she was telling me, this is Dating Katrina. And I look at the picture. And then I saw Dating Katrina walking down. And then the next thing Dating Katrina will say was this, come up. Wow. Brother Suyan so excited. I also more excited now. Brother Suyan said, next time we want to see Mang Joyce, we got to follow you. Right. So we went up. So I think Mifeng and the rest followed. So all of us got a chance to go into the small room upstairs, you know. So we did all our respect and we saw him and he was very healthy. Mm. We were very pleased to see that he was very well. So we all got our blessings and walked the splash, all that, right? Then after a while, I kind of like say, okay, I'm just going to send my wishes. This is something I learned from my mentor, Mimi Zhang, who has been constantly my teacher, actually. So he says that whenever you want to make a pure wish, it has to be very sincere.
Sincere.
And that's the first time I make a pure wish for Long Po Tong. And I say, of course, every time I make a pure wish or aspiration, I'm actually very paisei to say this. I'm really bad at this, you know. I talk halfway in Cantonese and I talk halfway in English. And then I stop completely. I don't know what to say. And then I will just say, you know what I mean. Sorry, that's real truth, honestly. So what happened was, so we all got our blessings. And the next thing, I was looking for Brother Suyan and Mifeng. They were not around. And I said, what happened? Where are they? So I quietly sit at the side, because the Long Po Tong was still there, see? So I make my aspirations and everything. And that's when I had a connection with him. He actually, when I went for the second blessing, I very greedy, I went for the second blessing. He looked me straight in the eye. And I tell you, I'm not too sure what he was trying to tell me, but I was very joyful. And after a while, I actually cried. And I think we had a few eye contact a few times.
Yeah.
And each time when he looked at me, I am very, very grateful.
Yeah.
For what I'm about, I have to find out later on. Of course, then I realized that they were asked to leave the small room. I was left behind. So I was very fortunate. I actually was asked again to go in front of him to receive some beads or something like that. And the funny thing is this, Abhishek, I was so excited, I came back to Brother Teo.
Yeah.
You know when they have an arahant like this who comes, you know the amount of people who crowd around him.
Yeah.
And they are from Penang, you know. And I don't even know who are they, but I'm inside there somehow. So everyone saw him reciting some mantras onto some tray. And I was wondering, what was that? You know? Then I realized, oh, beads, you know. Wow. So the lady of Trump, only for Penang people. So I'm not from Penang, I'm Gaki la, you know. So I said, but this Thai guy, I look at him and he look at me, you know. So I said, can ah? Yeah. In Thai la. No. So I went. But I went because you have to kneel down, right? And there were like 3-4 people before me. So how to... Cannot, right? He's so far away, so I cannot reach, you know. So I just stand there. I just kneel down there. And it was like within a couple of seconds, suddenly these people in front of me
disappear.
Fall off, you know. You know, like fall off. I don't know how to describe this. It's something like fall off. Like. Maybe they got something from Lung Potong, so they just fall off, you know. Like, and then it's like, this path was like so clear for me, you know. So if I don't go forward, it was meant to me, it was meant to be.
Yeah, meant to be.
So I actually moved 4 steps only. And I was actually in front of him. I tell you, the energy level.
Sad, <yeah. laughs>
And the connection, the eye connection. He has only 2 left. They were like, 3 more people here, 2 more people here. I was right in front of him. And he looked at me and he gave me the one that I really like. Actually, I have it in my mind. The color that I like, which was orange. Mimi would know my favorite color. And gave me that. You know. And I tell you, when I received that, I don't know how to describe this to you. I believe I have a very strong affinity with him.
Meant to be.
Yeah, and I believe that day it was meant to be.
Yeah.
So no need to force.
If
it's supposed to happen, it will happen.
Yeah,
same thing with me and Mimi.
Yeah.
It was supposed to happen. And in fact, I'm very grateful to her. Mm. And I'm also very grateful to Brother Teo and also my Kalamita.
Sadhu. Very good sharing. That's why this will give you faith and confidence. Yeah, they are so new, yet they can move. They move because there is affinity. There is the past cultivation. The moment you make connection, your nature will come back. Understand? You know why I call him the Wo Xiong Zai? Then Sui An house by one, really Wo Xiong Zai, sweeping floor on the image near the Buddha, yellow color, very bright. When I pay respect, I saw, I told Joyce, you are up there. Then the other thing is, every time you go see and there, I don't know how many of you are Thursday Cloud Observer, they add something, the light, the electrical lemma light. So slowly, more and more. But what I want you to know is, the second time when we went, Lung Po Teng, Don was there, you know why no connection? Because the mind start to come in, understand? The mind start to come in, the nature doesn't feel, cannot connect. When you want, when you desire craving, it cannot happen. Cultivation is like that. When you want to be enlightened, finish. You must make aspiration, then silence your mind and let things be. Then it will happen. But the connection is already proven. Because the first trip we went, you know what happened? Lung Po Teng was not around. The moment he went there, suddenly he just cried like anything. And it's not sadness. I asked her why he cried, I also don't know. Then suddenly he want to make offering for donation or something. He all of a sudden called out to Sui An and Mi Fong, I want to offer. I said, how much? He said, 4,000 baht. 4,000 baht is our money, 400. Wow. Then I asked her, what makes you do that? I don't know. Oh, I said, very good. He said, the heart just want to do. Then later on, she told me, you know what happened? No? It's like inside, tell him, she is like back home. One, you know? Then like the parent passed away already. Tell her, make offering. This is the place. You know? That's why she just do all those things. Then after that, she also doesn't know why. And when she answers it, I don't know. That is the best answer. Means it's not from your thought, understand not? It's from your nature. Your nature know you are connected back. That's why I say past life, he got a lot of affinity with that temple in Thailand and the Long Bo Thon, the Chi Phang. And that's why when you are there, the nature will know. Then what happened is, very likely, I use again, I got no psychic, I cannot see past life. Very likely, she was monk before. But you know what happened? Naughty. Want to try the, what they call the sensual life. Maybe as a monk, too boring. So want to become woman, lady. So this life must have made the aspiration become woman. So playful, naughty experience. That's why I become night bird, joy mouth, everything. Then after that, the nature connect back. When the time to move, it will connect you back. So that's why I told her. That time she don't believe. No. She said, why was Yong Zai? I said, you have been monk before. How can I be monk? This type of character monk. But all this point towards that. Otherwise, you cannot be like that. Then do you know she understand Dhamma also very fast? Not as fast as maybe, but very much faster than other people. And she know how to apply this thing. And she is so new. That's why you don't worry whether you are new or you are experienced. When you connect, you can move very fast.
And she brought I think Sister Lee asked me to speak up was because both of us have the same experience.
Oh, very good. Tomorrow today, we get
tomorrow
Sister Lee.
Tomorrow we will speak
yes, Sister Lee.
That.
You all speak.
Yeah.
Sadhu. Thank you. Now 9:30 already. We got to end. So we will do our closing ceremony. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Not closing ceremony. Closing puja. So we invoke one more time. The blessing for the nation. I think they need it badly. I received the latest SMS. Lim Guan Eng's wife just shaved her head bald, just to make sure Lim Guan Eng don't lose. Because this is important, because they are going all out to cheat. It seems they book a lot of flight, foreign worker, Bangla, everything, all the mass flight, all full, all that type of people. Flying to KK, Sabah, Johor, Penang, everywhere. So we have to invoke. Okay? We go by righteousness. Okay? Okay. Sharing our merits with the devas. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditwa jirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty powers, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati sitiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one and all those who can receive them. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let this merit accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them. And may they all do be well and happy always. Okay, this one is a blessing for the nation. We have to chant it sincerely. Devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest all round. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Okay, we make our aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. When you make this aspiration, make it sincerely. Huh? I will read the English one. You recite after me. Huh? It will help you. By the grace of these merits, that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until the final goal of Nibbana is realized. Then we rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Give respect mindfully to the Buddha and Kuan Yin Bodhisattva.